And talking about children, since the holidays are in full swing, is what they tell me. I don't know if it's in full swing yet. I'll decide by like about Thursday or Friday when I've had a chance to scream and scold at Giselle whether that holidays is in full swing. But I think parents are already feeling that, and parents are in search of sort of child friendly events happening this week and the next 2 weeks. So I'm going to say this the way that a parent would say it again is, it's a new website that connects parents for the best child-friendly places in Cape Towns and surrounds, from beaches to animal encounters, restaurants and markets, and all the other nice things that's happening, no matter if you're accompanied by babies, toddlers, as well as your children. I think this is a difficult thing, is that when parents have got one or two children in school and still have a baby at home that they need to sort of also go along with. So I've decided to actually bring in an expert rather than me chatting about it. We chat to Christine Palitsa, and she's the founder and director who joins us in studio of this particular site called Again. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm going to ask, how many children do you have?
I have just one daughter, but she gives us enough to do, no worries.
Mine is 7 years old and she drives me up the wall from time to time. How did Again begin, and how did this come about? Tell us about this sort of tongue-in-cheek name of yours.
Yeah, so actually I had to laugh about the way you introduced the name, because it's not quite meant to be Again, oh my God, what do I have to do with my child? Mm. But more like Again, mommy, let's do it again, because it's about all the great things you can do with children, about bringing family together. And it started when I had my child, also about 7 years ago. And I was constantly looking for nice things to do with her, things that would be nice for us parents, but also nice for kids. And it was really hard to find like one resource that would offer that service. So you had to scrounge around the internet, look a bit here and there, and there was a lot of outdated information. And I found that really frustrating, because I was also working full time and I didn't have the time to constantly look for things to do. So I thought, great, let me create that resource that brings all of it together.
So what was your purpose with this particular website? Was it just to basically bring everything that's out there for children and for parents to be able to do during school holidays and other times out of school holidays like weekends, to bring all of that together under one? Because you cannot forever go search all the wine farms, all the game reserves you want to go to, all the V&A, what's on at the V&A waterfront. So you basically put that as a collective in your website.
Yeah, that's right. And the website also has an integrated little search function. So you can search by activity you want to do. So do you want to go and see an animal encounter? Do you want to go to a wine farm? You can search by location. So do you want to spend maybe the weekend in Stellenbosch? So you can find, you know, search by Stellenbosch or by Claremont or wherever you want to go. And then you can also search by children's age. So it's all categorized by toddler, school kid or teen. So parents really save time finding the results that they need really quickly.
Chatting this afternoon to Christine Palitsa. She's the founder and director of this particular website called Again. And I'm not going to say again as in, oh gosh, I have to do it all again. But as Christine says, can we do it again? Can we actually go back to that particular place? Can we actually, and it makes the holidays fun, and it actually makes the holidays a lot more enjoyable. Now, none of your listings, whether it's the V&A Waterfront or the Two Oceans Aquarium, are sponsored. So you actually offering parents a trustworthy and an authentic resource.
Yeah, that's really our aim. So we very carefully select and review each venue that we list, and it cannot be influenced. And whenever we list a child-focused venue, like a petting zoo or a trampoline park, we look at if there's things that are great for parents as well. Is there a good cup of coffee to be had, free Wi-Fi, or at least a nice view? You know, if you go for your children somewhere, you can also have some fun. And if it's a parent-focused venue, like a restaurant or wine farm, we make sure that, of course, there's a jungle gym and a kids menu and a high chair or baby changing station or toys or, you know, whatever that is that makes children happy.
Mm. And I believe that these days, within the last 2 to 3 weeks, there's been a lot of discussion in terms of sort of baby changing rooms in the men's facilities also, because, you know, men have stepped up to the plate in order to do this. The website has that internal search bar. Run us through that. And how would I, for instance, if I'm going to go and look for something for my daughter on your website, where do I start and how do I sort of navigate that?
Yeah, so there are lots of different ways to do that. So either you decide by a specific location you want to go to, like where in Cape Town, and start looking there. Or you have a very firm idea of, you know, you want to go in Stellenbosch to a wine farm with a toddler. So you type that in and hit search. Or you just say, I'm spending the weekend with my teenager. Where could I go? And then you just type in teenager and hit and get results. And then we also have a what's on section that tells you exactly what are the events that are on this particular weekend or this week.
And you can, on the what's on section, you know, where you tell parents what's on that particular weekend, this can be happening during school holidays also.
Exactly. So right now we have listed a whole long list of holiday programs, camps, workshops and activities, because, yeah, those can be trying times if you have 2.5 or 3 weeks holidays and you're working and the school is out. Yeah.
And of course, you share sort of up to 3 picks of the week on your website. And we're chatting to Christine Palitsa, who's the founder and director of a website called Again. We'll give those details out now. You share your 3 top picks for the week on the website also.
Yeah, I think you're actually talking about our newsletter that goes out every Thursday morning. So if you go to the bottom of the website, you can put in your email to get the newsletter right into your inbox. And then every Thursday morning, we'll tell you the 2 best events for toddlers, the 2 best for school kids of that week, and 2 for teen. And then our little icon scout, he has also a pick of the week that is great for the whole family.
You should invent a website, for instance, for where women can take their husbands just to go and relax and take it easy. That would also be a nice thing to think of. What events would you like to suggest for this particular week?
Yeah, so there's really a whole lot of great stuff on, but I just want to share a couple of them with you. For example, this week there is a kids photo club on, hosted by Happy Snappers. It's taking place at the Castle of Good Hope. And kids learn all about framing and light and many other photo techniques there. It costs 300 Rand for the day, but it's really an amazing, amazing workshop. There's also the Children's Magic Festival on in Claremont. There's several 2-hour shows every day with magicians, jugglers, mimes, clowns, and a magic workshop and prizes to win. And then a place that we really love is the Cape Town Science Center and Observatory. They have a massive holiday program all the way until the 8th of July, and activities start there from only 5 Rand. Wow. And you can do all sorts of things, from digging to dinosaurs, to making slime, creating bubbling volcanoes, or learning computer programming.
And that's the top picks for this week, and you can follow them on Again. Give us the website details quickly.
It's www.again.com. That's AGAAIN.com.
Thanks very much. That's Christine Palitsa, the founder and director of that particular website. Put those headache tablets down.